my name is Denise. That's my name sign, Denise, up here. Reason why, yes, I'm mischievous. Sorry, I'm going to be annoying. So, anyway, being really curious for you guys. Are you guys disabled yourself? Is that why you came here? Or are you just questioning or what? You have a disability of some kind? Yeah? Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about God and disability. So, okay, how many of you guys noticed something different about the background? It's not white. It's black. I work with deaf and some low vision. So it wouldn't surprise me if some of you gay. It could be possible that you guys have low vision yourself. So, okay. I work here in Texas as the Deaf Youth Ministry of Texas. I am the only DCE in the LCMS that's deaf. I'm the only one. I'm the only one that can run this program. Well, it's also the only deaf program in the U.S. So you're looking at a very unique person. That's my family. Yeah. My husband, Ted, he is deaf. He was born deaf. He's pretty much He is profoundly deaf. Then the kid in the yellow, that's my oldest son. Yes, we adopted the two kids. So the oldest is Ben. Okay. Thing about him that we know about is that, yes, he's profoundly deaf, but we know he also has called ushers. Has anyone ever heard of ushers? Anyone? Ushers. He is deaf, and then he will now be losing his vision. He will become blind. So his vision will go. So we also found out recently, that's a rare disease. We also found out, too, that he has another rare disease that's even worse. It's called Wolfram's. If you want to cry, look it up. He's deaf. He's going to have a different kind of vision loss. Diabetes attacks you where his muscles and his balance will go. And several other things. This is talking about living with disabilities. I'm very aware of this. Now, my other son on the bottom there, he's a dwarf. Awesome. I might have to talk to you after, get some God ideas. He's a dwarf. He has hearing loss, but he's a dwarf. He has a rare form of dwarfism. So he's got his own issue. So we basically live in the doctor's office. So, well, let's move on. What are we going to work on here? Okay. Oh, this would be kind of fun and interesting. Okay. What about you? What do you know about me so far? Well, besides I have that family, what about me myself? I can voice really well, so I'm fine, right? Right? I'm voicing really good, right? So I'm fine. We'll see. Let's start with this. This is the gap. Okay. There's four things. Three truths and three lies. All right. One lie, three truths. Okay. How good are you guys at this? Come on. You'll be able to figure it out, right? I was taken hostage by communist soldiers. Had five 5 brain surgeries. Spent 9 weeks in Israel digging for artifacts. On a boat with a hole during a typhoon in the Philippines. Which one's the lie? I've had 6 brain surgeries. 6, not 5, 6. My hair is short because last October I had my 6th brain surgery. Okay, so you're right. One more. You guys got it? Okay. Graduated from Christ College, Irvine. Hey, do you guys know what that is?
Yes.
You guys know what it is? Okay. I learned Spanish in Guatemala before becoming a missionary to Costa Rica. My pastor went with me and my husband, on our honeymoon to Africa. I saw Africa differently, so Africa is supposed to be the American way. Africa is the African way. And I've gone skydiving. So A, B, C, or D? B, C, got C over there. C, oh, a lot of C, okay. You ready? I learned Spanish in Guatemala, yeah. But I did mission work in Panama. So it's Panama, so that's why. Yes! On our honeymoon, my husband and I went with our pastor to do missions for 3 weeks in Africa. So, okay, I'm different, sorry. My husband accepted it, though. Then we went. So, okay. Now, you guys saw all of that. Half I did as a deaf person, and half I did as a hearing person. So, does that show you guys that, hey, if a person has a disability, you can do a lot of things still, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's the point. That's the best part. So, okay. Now, just to let you know, I was age 30 when I became deaf. When I was your age, boom, I was just like you. Yeah, you do. I could hear everything. I was doing all great. Then at age 30, I became deaf. Now, I want you to think about yourself here. Do you guys realize that it's very possible you can become disabled yourself? That something can happen to you, too? Yeah, ouch. So, when I was 30, I became deaf. So, what did I lose? I lost my hearing. What else did I lose? Ability to communicate. Yeah, so what does that impact? What else did I lose? I lost all my friends except for 2. Well, you're right, communication. Right? How would you guys feel? Wait, I can't hear you. I can't hear. What did you say? I can't hear. I lost the job of my dreams. I'm a DCE. And yes, I worked with youth for many, many years, and then I became deaf. So, hey, how would you guys do? Okay, you guys are in your youth groups right now. Okay, what if your leader is deaf? What would you do? Come on, what would you do? When I was becoming deaf, I lost the job of my dreams. I lost the communication with family, with friends. I lost a lot of friends. Only two were willing to try to handle that. And now, this is the big question. If you have a disability, one that's tougher, you know, what is God saying? Can I handle it? Yeah, that's what I had to learn. God had other plans for me. Right? Wait, I have to change? I have to make other decisions? Okay, what do I do now? That's always a big question. So you guys got to think about that. The possibility, hey, when you guys go home, you know, you could be in a car accident and get paralyzed. Happened to my friends. How would your life change? Would you accept it? That the question is, what are you willing to sacrifice for God? Everything. That includes vision, the ability to walk, being able to hear. Are you willing to sacrifice that? That's it. So, yeah, I knew God had other plans for me. So that was tough to accept, but that's what I did. Now, this is the one thing I learned, too, that was really, oh, I'm deaf. God made sure I'm deaf. Now, did you know that I've also had some other things? I have a rare disease that causes tumors in my brain. That's why I've had six surgeries. Oh, ouch, yes. So, now, what would you do if you went to the doctor? He's looking at your MRI and he says, you have 1 year to live. Yeah, I had to deal with that. I actually had a doctor when I was old, 26. I had a doctor tell me I had 1 year left. Now it's 26 years later. Who was right? God. Well, I'm also supposed to be blind, just to let you know. Yeah, I've had surgeries on my vision several times. I'm supposed to be blind, but I'm not. You guys think what God's doing here? Okay, I'm not blind. Oh, I'm supposed to be in a walk around a wheelchair. Wait, am I walking? Yeah, awesomeness. The best part of it. I'm not in a wheelchair. Why? Because God wanted me just deaf. That's what he was saying. So that's what I'm doing. That's why I'm leading. And, if God wanted me to work with deaf, why didn't he just tell me to learn sign? The thing is, when I was a missionary in Panama, it actually taught me something. One thing that's very different is, yeah, there are some people who know sign and are trying to do some deaf ministry and stuff. The difference is that they're hearing and I'm deaf, okay? Yeah, I have their experiences. The thing is, okay, I do not have a church that is willing to call me. Now, if you're hearing and you work with deaf, you're like, oh, okay, you can flip over to a hearing church and get a call. I can't. And I have to accept it. I have to know and experience what the deaf are going through. Ouch, right? So. Okay. Let's explain something. Okay. So there's a guy that's blind. Okay, he's sitting there and there's a guy who sinned. Why is this guy blind? Well, well, hey, is that true? You know, my parents sinned, or I sinned, or something, and so that's why I'm deaf. Yeah, we sometimes think that we have disability. God's punishing us, right? I mean, that's what the disciples thought. I hate to inform you, that's something the Pharisees made up. It's not something God said. God didn't say that. Yes, we've all sinned. We've all done it. The thing is that this happened so that God's glory can be displayed. That's the important thing. Why was he blind? Because God wanted to show his glory. Right now, God wants me to show his glory to the deaf people, and that's what I'm doing. That's why. Now, you guys ready to learn? Okay, so one thing, when I was hearing, I didn't understand it. When I became deaf, oh, I got it. My pastor, who was a pastor for the deaf, he told me this, and I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Okay, do you guys, wait, so deaf have a hard time reading. Why? I mean, you just read. You can't hear it, but I mean, well, but you can just read them and just point, right? Right? That's part of it. Okay, so right now I'm going to teach you, okay? For a deaf person, it means going in. Okay, you guys, just imagine you're going into a soundproof room. You know the kind that, you know, we play instruments to practice and stuff, so no sound goes out, no sound comes in. Okay. You're sitting inside it. Got it? Okay. Now, ready? You have a glass wall. On the other side of the glass wall, you will learn to read, write, lip read, and voice Japanese. That's the life of a deaf person every day. So I want to see how good you do. Okay, ready? Okay. What's it say? Come on, practice. What's it say? My friends are from Japan, and they said they will teach you some of it. You guys ready? You guys ready? You know them? They just came back from Japan. Welcome to the everyday life of a deaf person. You understand why they have such a hard time with English? Well, okay. How many of you guys know English is one of the hardest languages to learn? I see some people, yeah? Yeah? It actually is one of the hardest languages to learn. So, hey, you guys are going. Now you got to realize that deaf. Okay. How many of you guys know two languages? Anyone? Got a couple of them. There you go. That's good. That's good. All deaf know two languages. They're pretty much visually out. They know ASL and they know English, both. Pretty good. So, let's see. Why is English so hard to learn? Does anybody know? You guys are right. Okay. Here. This is how I actually learned. It's when I first became deaf. I was volunteering at a deaf school, and I was working with a girl who was trying to read a book, okay? Still, what does it mean? Anyone? Not moving? Right? Not moving? Quiet? What? Wait, consistent? Wait. The wind was still. Hey, well, wait, don't we have a problem here? Did you know that the word still, I mean, it's a simple word, right? Still, it's a very simple word. Actually, has opposite meanings. The wind was still blowing. Wait, didn't you guys say it was quiet? You guys said it was quiet, so the wind stopped? No. But yes, I had an argument with a fifth grader trying to explain what still meant. I mean, how do you explain it? No, it means stop. No, it means keeps going. No, stop, keep going. You guys got that? Yeah, this is actually kind of a funny story. Three months ago in church, we had the song, How Great Thou Art. You guys know that song, right? How Great Thou Art. Okay, does somebody want to come up and practice it and try it? Yeah, come on up and see if we can do this. Okay, you guys know what it means? How Great Thou Art. What does it mean? Okay, so how would you sign it? So how, you sign how, well, I'll show you how, there you go, great. How would you sign thou? It's not an ASL, what's thou? Well, thou, yeah, we can just say T-H or thou. Okay, art, right? Art, because you're drawing something. So, how great thou art. That's what it sounds like, right? Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah. The one problem is what? It's not what it means. So, okay, you can go sit down. Okay. You can go sit down now. Okay. Yeah, that's a big drop. Okay. So, how great thou art. So, we're singing the song, so my 9-year-old is sitting right next to me. He's looking at the word. He actually knows English. So, he's like, I'm not signing, how great thou art. Now, how, that's a question. Well, how? So, no, it means wow, right? Wow, you're great, awesome. You are. So, I'm signing. Wow, how great you are. My nine-year-old, he's sitting next to me. He's like, Mom, you're wrong. Art. No, it means art. No, Mom, there's a T. There's a T right there. I'm like, no, that's an old word. Yeah, art. No, it's not. Mom is art. God knows how to create and draw things. In the middle of church, that's what you're arguing about. Yeah, I kind of like songs a little bit more modern, so I don't have to argue. So, yeah, that's part of, if you know anything about translating, you have to translate the concept, not word for word for word for word. It doesn't work that way. So, okay. Ready? You read the Bible, right? You read the Bible. What? Well, you read the Bible. How do you know which word or how it sounds? How do you know if it's present or past? If you're reading it, how do you know? If you hear it, yes, you hear read or read. Yeah, but if you just read the word, wait. What are you saying? That's part of the poems for deaf people. Why? Okay, who can say that? Anyone want to come up here and actually say it? It's a correct sentence. So who wants to come up and actually say it? No one's brave enough. Okay. There you go. Wait. So all the faith he had so much effect on his life. Now, if you're a deaf person, someone wrote had too many times. So this, as you guys know, English is one of the hardest ones to actually learn. So that's the issue. Okay, now we're going into a whole different thing. What do you do if you meet someone with a disability? How do you guys know what to do? Support? Wait, what's pity and support mean? Let's try that. Pity. You sign pity, just if you want to know. Pity. I asked a lot of friends. Not all of them are deaf. Some of them have other disabilities. And when we hear, I'm sorry, let me do that for you. Everyone are whatever. Seriously. Well, you being a dwarf, being short, do you hate it when people, I'm sorry, let me do that for you. Yeah, she hates it. I hate it. Okay. I went to a meeting and then so okay, fine. Sat down to get my talk, finished. And then they were doing I think it was ice cream kind of thing. So we're gonna have ice cream afterwards. Two older women, okay, I love you guys. But they came up to me, they took me by the arm and said, Here, let us show you where the ice cream, come here. I'm like, yeah, I can see it over there. Oh no, let us help you. How would you feel? Annoyed. And yes, it happened. Wait, that stewardess in the airplane. Oh, come on, let's find your seat. I know the number 10 and the letter A, I'm fine. So, this is the one we don't like the most. The biggest thing, though, is for us to fundraise or do anything else, we have to take the pity. That's where we get most of the money from. It's like, you just have to help me. Yeah. Support, you guys, that's what you want to do, right? You guys want to learn how to do it and how to know it? Awesome, you guys are awesome. I want to say, I saw this yesterday. I don't know who they are or whatever, but there was a person in a wheelchair. There was a girl in a wheelchair. She was with four of her friends. So I'm sitting bored because I had no one to talk to or anything else yesterday. So I'm just looking around. And I see them, they passed by twice. The thing is, I don't know who this group is or whatever, but I'm saying they're awesome. As I walked past two times, one girl was pushing, but then there was some other girls walking along with her. They were all talking to her. They were laughing. One girl, as she was walking by, she looked down and said, hey, and then she was talking to her. She included her. I don't know who that is, but when I actually find out to figure out who that is, that was awesome. She was not neglected. She was being supported. All she needed was someone to push her. That's it. But they included her. Ready? Okay. Well, I'm deaf. Okay. Can I help you with anything? Sometimes I don't need help. In the airplane, I did not need help. I knew how to find 10A. I don't know. Who can't find 10A on an airplane? Anyone? I would ask. I think they actually can find it, too. I really do. Yeah, they can go down, but if they know how far apart those things are, they can tap them. When they're finally arrived, they can just ask someone to, hey, is this 10? Yeah, oh, okay. True? Yeah, that's it. Just how can I, but sometimes we don't need help. We're just doing whatever. Yeah, but sometimes we do need it. So, well, my two sons, one's a really tall guy, right? And then there's the dwarf guy, right? Okay. Every once in a while, you know, my short son, that's Aaron, by the way. Aaron, he needs help getting something in the microwave. He's kind of worked out some of it himself. My tallest son, he loves to just go over there and, oh, let me do this for you, and takes it all the time. And we have a lot of fights in our home. So, my oldest has to learn that he cannot just do things from, oh, he needs help. I'm saying, no, he doesn't. Right? I don't know. Let's see about this, okay? Wait. Who needs some help right now? Wait, okay. Well, wait, there's a difference between boys and girls, right? So should the boys do all the help and help all the girls? Yes or no? Yes or no? No. So should the boys be helping all the girls? Come on, right? If they want or need it, yeah. But is that something you should just like, should boys just bring up, oh, you poor thing? As a girl, what would you do if someone said that to you? No. Okay. This is a tough one, but anyone with a disability is very aware of this. You get ignored? Okay, yeah. You know, that stuff. Someone who's blind, you're in a group, they're all talking, you're all just doing everything else, and then someone says, hey, yeah, there's a new movie out, let's go. Did that group then think about the person who's blind so they can go to the movies too? Yes or no? Yeah. I don't know. Being in a wheelchair, we have two in the wheelchairs. How does it feel for you if you get left behind? Okay, what if you have a church? Okay, you go to a church and it has a step, just one. Can you get in that church? Well, you're going to have people lift you up and put you in, right? Well, what if no one's around? Are you pretty much isolated? Yeah. Okay. So, the big thing is to include a person with a disability. I'm going to tell you, in your churches, how many people have disabilities in your church? Have you ever thought about it? What are you going to do? How are you going to include the person with a disability in your church? Really, really, really sad thing for me, because I do deaf. If you ever thought, how many of you met a deaf person or had a deaf person go to your church? Wow, okay, there's a few of you guys that have. So you had a deaf person go to your church. Were they included? Okay, thank you. So that's the biggest thing, include the people, okay? This is for all people and people with disabilities. The thing that got me through when I was losing my hearing was that the one thing I just look forward to every day is that when I die, the first thing I hear is Jesus saying, "Welcome home." For you guys, think about it. As soon as you go into heaven, you will be able to jump up, run, and hug Jesus as he says, "Welcome home." For you, you'll be taller. You won't be holding around here. You'll be able to hug him like a regular person. He will just hug you back and say, "Welcome home." That's the thing that we got to think about. God is using all of us.